Cruise holiday plans are what travel bucket lists are made of, but preparing for one isn't as easy as it seems. This blog is not just about packing your bags, because that's the easy part. It talks about how to plan for a cruise holiday and have the best time during that time span. That is what will make the difference. Let's take a look at how one can plan a cruise holiday on the seas and visit places by water, an enlightening experience in itself. 1. Save money from the beginning. If you want one of the luxurious cruise vacations on the high seas, then saving up is going to be an absolute necessity. These cruises charge quite a hefty sum of money, and if getting one of the suites with a view is going to be one tough job on a budget. For a full cruise experience, start saving cash right now and set targets as to how much you are looking to save on a monthly or weekly basis. That's how it will work. 2. Book beforehand for best price. Even if you have the cash, booking beforehand could help you make considerable savings that you could use in some other ways during your travel. There are always plenty of souvenirs to buy for friends and yourself, to keep a little something from the place. Once you have a premeditated trip plan and book a few months ahead, you are going to save quite an amount on the booking. Be on the lookout for cheap cruise package deals. 3. Decide on the trip itinerary according to the kind of place you want to be in. If you are looking for a cool Mediterranean climate, then going on an Alaskan cruise won't be something you will enjoy a lot. So, it's best you decide the island hopping according to the feel you want from the place. Checking out pictures from the internet could be a great way, and doing a little research on the places each cruise is visiting proves to be very helpful indeed. 4. Prepare for seasickness. If you have never been on board a ship before, then you should always consider how to fight seasickness or do away with it. Consult a physician and get pills that will help you subside the symptoms if it were to happen. Also, make sure that the cruise comes with an onboard physician, just so that you can get help when you need. 5. Carry your swim and workout gear. Sea journeys are quite long, and while enjoying the deck and the scenery is brilliant, bringing your swim and workout gear seem to be good preparation. Whether you choose to go snorkeling on a reef or take a dip in the cruise swimming pool, all of it makes for a great experience. Also, when you start adapting to all of it, you can hit the cruise gym as well to stay fit and make the most of the journey. 6. Pack on the fancy stuff as well. Dream cruise journeys isn't just about traveling, it is also about having a good time. Cruise event managers know this very well and have various kinds of programs for everyone on board to attend and have a good time. Therefore, while preparing for a cruise journey, one should also pack their best set of suits, tuxes, and dressing gowns, because no one wants to be left out and underdressed in one of the posh events. That is the whole point of having a cruise journey in the first place, to combine traveling with 100% unadulterated luxury. Now that you have a good amount of idea of what to expect once you're aboard and how to be prepared for all kinds of functions and activities on the cruise, not going for a few cruise journeys in your lifetime will be an absolute letdown. Make sure you have the best of times and make a lot of memories, so that you can tell people how cruise traveling was better than anything you have ever experienced, because to be honest, it will be.